Hi there, and welcome to Gems of Wisdom. Join us for the Stories of Bridget's Place, a soul sanctuary for women, to inspire the hearts and minds and lives of women through art, charity, and community. Today, our show's theme is the Divine Feminine, and our special guest is Jennifer Wilkins. I'm Teresa Marone, your host, and my co-host, Lauren Santerre, will be with us momentarily. We feature women in the arts who nurture creative and abundant living for all religions, communities, and forms of spirituality. And our guest today is the manager of curriculum and exhibits at the Jung Center in Houston, Texas. Jennifer Wilkins graduated summa cum laude with a BA in liberal arts from the University of St. Thomas, and she has concentrations in both art history and theology. Her primary interests are in performance and other ephemeral art forms. It's hard to work that into a sentence, so Jennifer, thank you for putting that in your bio. And the spiritual nature of creativity. At the Jung Center, Jen manages the curriculum, the rotating art exhibits, and the permanent art collection. So we'll be speaking with her right after the Gem of the Day, brought to you by my co-host, Lauren Santerre. Lauren, how are you doing today?
I am doing so well. Thank you. How are you doing today?
Well, I think I'm getting my second wind. I had a really long, early meeting today, and it kind of wore me out. So I took a little bit of a break and had some fresh fruit because this time of year, it's so abundant. I mean, I am truly celebrating eating fresh food right now. What about you, Lauren?
Yeah, that is great. I love, I really love watermelon and strawberries at this time of year. It's awesome because you can't really get them during the rest of the year. So,
ooh, all that base chakra fruit. So, certain people do feel that you eat certain foods to generate your energy body and your chakra centers. And I've been really drawn to blueberries and the plums this year. So I wonder what all that means, you know? Maybe Jennifer can help us with that later.
Maybe so. I have a feeling she's a wealth of knowledge for us today.
I do too. And after I told her I wasn't going to throw her any curveballs. But what have you got for us today, Lauren, on the Gem of the Day?
Well, I am just, so excited to have Jennifer on the show today, and I thought that we would kind of do a combo deal today for our Gem of the Day, and I wanted to have us think about the Imagio Dei, which is how the image of God lives within all of us, and how we are created in the image of God, which I've been studying a lot about over this past month. And I found this beautiful quote from Carl Jung and wanted to share that with our listeners. And it says, "In everyone, some kind of artist is hiding." And I just really loved that. I often hear people say, you know, I'm not an artist. I'm not really very creative. And I loved this quote because we've been really focusing on how, you know, Mary Magdalene's spirit is alive and all this creativity around us and the festival and everything that's coming up. And, we've been focusing on all these beautiful things and having all these artists really participate with us and everything. And I wanted to really encourage everyone to embrace their own inner creativity. I think that's really important. Don't you think that's important in life, Teresa?
Well, you know, I think people who are in creativity, even if it's simply a creative conversation or a creative way of looking at something that may not, you know, like their kitchen, you know, creating a meal, creating an evening for friends. It doesn't have to be professional art. Do you know what I'm saying? But people who are in that mode feel more alive, feel like they're more connected to the relationships and their physical being. And I think that's a healthy place to be.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's exactly what it means to me. And, you know, what I love about any art form is that it draws a person into an experience, you know, whatever that experience is. And the person kind of goes into kind of their own world or another world or something to have kind of this encounter, right, with what I would call the divine. And I think that happens in our life in so many ways. And, you know, we've joked a little bit on this show before about my deep love for China. And dishes, not necessarily the country. I mean, I like the country. Fine China. Fine China. We'll make it clear. Fine China, you know. And the art of setting a beautiful table, you know, and how that can be a creative experience. You know, but there are people that just have so many different ways of being creative in the world, you know, and I think that's so exciting. And so I just kind of wanted to, you know, encourage us all to do something fun and creative this week. I think sometimes we get so focused on our tasks, you know, I have to get this done and I have to make sure I check this off the list and I have to pay this bill, you know, and then we forget that we are also created. I mean, Genesis, in the first chapter of Genesis, it talks about, you know, we are created in the image of God. And part of what God does is create the whole universe. You know, that's the creator God, and we are created in that image. And so we are designed to be creative beings. And so I think that's part of where this wonderful clue comes in, is that, you know, we all have this artist, even if it's kind of hiding and maybe a little bit dormant in there, you know. And I think we'd love to invite people at Bridges Place to be a part of our community online, to be a part of our community in person, to come to our art show, all this stuff, because we want you to experience how you can be creative in your own life and how you can, you know, enter that divine energy and that divine experience that I think has the potential to infuse everything that we do in the world. And that's what's so exciting about what we do. So today, think about Imagio Dei and Carl Jung's quote that in everyone, some kind of artist is hiding.
Oh, I love that, Lauren. Thank you so much. So the hidden artist within. And don't you feel like the Genesis quote and that God created the universe, the world, the universe, that we can create our own world and be the creator of our own universe as well?
Absolutely. I think we do every day, you know. We choose what we want to experience. We choose how to create our reality and, you know, what we see in the world and how we operate and what we, you know, I'd say what we choose to be grateful for. You know,
That's really good. And before we bring Jennifer on, I just wanted to remind the listeners that you can find out more about Bridget's Place at bridgetsplace.org. Join our newsletter. It is a fountain of information from some of the most creative women in Houston, Texas, and beyond. And we are sponsoring an event, co-sponsoring actually, with the Jung Center. We're going to talk about it today. A workshop with Dr. Kayleen Asbo. And that's going to be at the end of July. She'll be at the Jung Center July 23rd. And she'll be at Bridget's Place July 24th and 25th. And her entire curriculum is going to be based on teaching all of us, really, a little bit more about how to bring out that inner creativity. So visit us at bridgetsplace.org to find out a little bit more about that. And now let's bring on our special guest, Jennifer Wilkins. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, we're good. I am so glad to welcome you to Gems of Wisdom today. We are going to have such a good time hosting Dr. Kayleen Asbo, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. I'm really looking forward to it. It's a coup for us at the Jung Center, for sure.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad to hear you say that. And it's such an honor for the board at Bridget's Place and Lauren as executive director of Bridget's Place to be able to co-collaborate with there. I have such respect for what the work that you guys do. So let's start our conversation today, Jennifer, with sharing with our listeners kind of an inside snapshot of what you get to do. I mean, it sounds like you have the most amazing job.
I do. I think everyone that works here feels like they have, you know, the job of a lifetime, I think is what we've called it. It's just an amazing place to work where the people, the students that visit are all, you know, they're seeking for something and they're thoughtful and they're creative and open-minded. And then we have such a wonderful group of instructors that come and teach here as well. And we haven't had Kayleen here before, but what she will be bringing to the Young Center is going to be a wonderful addition. So, but yeah, it's a neat place to work. I can't lie. I love my job.
Well, great. So it says that you manage the curriculum. Does that mean that you choose the programs that come in and that you have a lot of hands-on and creating the schedule?
I do. We actually, it's very collaborative with the instructors that teach here. So we reach out to people to ask if they would be interested in teaching and what it is that they feel passionate about. And a lot of times they come to us with a topic and we, you know, if it's a good fit, we put it on the schedule. So we offer so many different things. You know, we do humanities and religion and spirituality and psychology, of course, and the arts and meditation. So these are just people coming from all different disciplines. So it is, it's a lot to put together. It's a lot to schedule. But luckily, it's a good collaboration between us and the staff and the instructors.
So how far out do you guys work? Like right now, we're talking about a program that's July 23rd at the Young Center, 24th and 25th at Bridget's Place, which is not very far. Luckily, we're very close. But about how far out future teachers, classes, and curriculums?
Well, I'm actually deep in the weeds of planning our fall semester, trying to get all of that finalized. So the fall semester starts in September and goes through December, just before Christmas. And so I need to I'm a little bit past my deadline of getting that all solidified and finalized. So we're a few months out, but then we do things. You know, we have, if we would want a big speaker to come or have kind of our hopes set on someone from out of town, we'll work sometimes a year or two or three in advance even to try to get someone here that, you know, might require a little bit more funding or things like that. But so it kind of varies. But the real meat of the work happens a few months before each semester.
That sounds great. So, what you're calling the event with Kayleen Aspo is Every Woman, Mary Magdalene as the Mirror of the Archetypal Feminine. Now, tell me just a little bit. I know you can't be her curriculum before her to do. What do you think would want to come to this event that Kayleen is doing for you for men and women?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit on the phone. I'm not sure I got all
of
your
question.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. Sometimes that happens. I was wondering what type of person would be the best possible student for the program Every Woman, Mary Magdalene as the Mirror of the Archetypal Feminine, and if men are welcome as well.
Yes. Men are definitely welcome, and I think the title itself covers a big portion of the students, every woman, but the archetypal feminine lives in both men and women. and the things we do every day. And so I think, that's a wide audience. I think people that are interested in Mary Magdalene as a figure, in archetypes and in feminine studies, she'll talk a little bit about Toni Wolfe, who was a mistress of Carl Jung, and also a colleague. And so people who are interested in his history, there's a lot of meat there for a lot of people to take something from this program.
And it's going to be an hour and a half talk. So it sounds like it's going to be fascinating. And the way to get a hold of, to register for this event at the Jung Center is junghouston.org. So if you're interested in participating in that, just visit that website or check out the link that we have for Jennifer and get more information about that. Now, Jennifer, tell me, when you first heard that Kayleen was going to come and do some workshops in Houston and that, you know, we were going to co-collaborate on that, is there something in particular that just kind of, you know, came across your mind, something you've heard about Kayleen's teaching or something that you're really excited personally about this weekend?
Well, my interest, I think, is in her as, you know, she studies depth psychology and mythology, but she's also an artist. And so I like that she's combining, you know, it's right up my alley, and it fits with the Jung Center, or what Lauren was talking about of just the creativity in everyone. So she has this background in music, and so she's coming at these things, these academic subjects, with an artistic bent to them, which I think just adds so much richness. And like you said there about creativity, it just adds so much meaning to life. So I think I was excited to read her biography and learn a little bit about her. Mary Magdalene, of course, is always just a wonderful topic. But to have someone who talking about it coming from a multidisciplinary background, art and psychology and mythology, I just am really looking forward to it.
I agree that she comes from all the different disciplines, and I was surprised. I mean, I knew that music would be part of her presentation here at Bridget's Place, but I didn't realize she was going to play the piano live. Now, that kind of, I mean, I guess I should have known that, but I just assumed mm-hmm. she would be playing music, you know, CD or something. And when I found out it was going to be live, I was just like, oh, you know, we probably need to tell people that, because if I missed out on it, you know, maybe some other people did as well. I just think that's so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So she's also going to be showing a lot of slides of art that she's collected from all over the world. So I guess it's a little something for everyone. don't you think, Jennifer?
Oh, definitely. Yep, definitely.
Well, wonderful. So when we're talking to people about coming to these events and we have our online presence and our social media and, you know, I go to the Jung Center's Facebook page and I see that you've got a lot of engagement from the people that follow you on Facebook and attend the events there at the Jung Center. What would you most like for them to know, for people to know about the event on July 23rd at the Jung Center featuring Dr. Kayleen Asbow?
I think I would want people to know maybe to not be intimidated. I think a lot of people see our events or titles of our events and think, well, that's, you know, maybe I don't fully understand the archetypal feminine, or I don't know enough about Mary Magdalene. But I think that so many of our instructors, and I, you know, I haven't seen Kayleen teach, but because of her background and her teaching experience, I'm sure she's going to be a dynamic speaker, and everyone would leave with something, with a gem of wisdom. So I just want to everyone to know that they're welcome, that they're welcome, and that this talk is for everybody.
Well, you know, after speaking with her, she was a guest on Gems of Wisdom, and Lauren and I were able to speak with her. Of course, Lauren has spoken with her many, many times on the phone casually, but I was struck by how accessible she is, and she's fun, and she's funny, and she's got this light, bright enthusiasm. She just bubbles over like champagne. So I understand exactly what you mean. I was a little intimidated myself when I was going to be on the show. I was thinking, you know, I want to sound smart, you know. I don't know if it's possible to sound smart, but that pressure was something I was putting on myself. And within less than a minute, I was just like, oh, you know, this girl is not, she's just not like that. And I don't know if it's just her nature or her world travels or her true love for subject matter, but you're right. You can get yourself kind of intimidated by people like this, and it's counterproductive because I think that they have so much to offer all of us.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's really good advice, is to just jump in. Now, what else is going on at the Jung Center that you would like for us to know in July and possibly August?
Well, let's see. I have to get my brain back into the summer. As I said, I'm working on the fall programming.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I just need to back myself up a little bit. As far as the art gallery goes, we have a show up now that's called Visions, and it's art by people in the Jung Center community. So that's students and members and instructors and volunteers and staff. And it's not a juried show, so everyone gets a piece hung in the gallery walls, and it's just such a fun show and a huge diversity of media, and it's just so interesting to see people, what they create. These are people that I see regularly in class or, you know, I know teach here, and maybe they teach on writing or, you know, exploring your dreams, but then they also have this other talent, you know, this, you know, they do pastels, or, and so it's just, you see this other side, you see this creative side of people, which is wonderful. And then in August, we have a show featuring work by the students from the High School of Performing and Visual Arts, and we do that every year, and it's just such a great exhibit. The students are incredible. Their art blows me away every time, and there's such an energy and enthusiasm to the show. So I definitely recommend coming to the gallery in July and August. We also, as far as programming, we have in early July, we have a workshop on psychology and religion and sexuality by Dr. Elizabeth Maynard, who is an instructor at a professor at St. Thomas. And the next day we have a workshop on resilience by Dr. Jerry Rule, who was our former director. So there's a lot of stuff still coming up for the summer. Just about
so
every
they
weekend.
They are keeping you busy.
a little bit.
So are you going to be able to attend our art opening on July 10th with the Reimagining Mary Magdalene theme?
I hope to. Definitely.
Oh, we really want you to be there. We're going to have such fun. Our art show reception is called Not Your Mama's Pearls. And what that means is we want you to kind of, you know, wear pearls if you want to, but not your mama's pearls.
I love that. My daughter's name is Pearl, by the way. So she's 15 months old, so I just need to mention
that. Oh, you just have a brand new one. Hello,
yes.
Pearl. What a great name. I love that
Thank
name.
Thank you.
So, yeah, we'll be sending you some information about that. So, Jennifer,
great.
Do you have anything that you'd like to share with our listeners in the last minute or two of our show about the mission of the Jung Center and what, just anything that you'd like our listeners to know?
I think the main thing is the same thing I said about Kayleen's event is everyone's welcome. Everyone is welcome here, and there's something for everyone, and we're welcoming. The building might seem a little intimidating from the outside, but it's not. It's a warm and cozy place to be, and it's a wonderful place to come and just open your mind and open your heart to maybe new ways of thinking or new experiences, new creative experiences. I'm just so impressed that this place is here in Houston and proud to be a part of it. We're one of the largest Jung centers in the country, just after, I think, New York and California. And we have more classes than any of the other Jung centers in the country, and it's just it's a neat place. It's a neat place.
Thank you so much. You just were listening to Jennifer Wilkins, who is the manager of curriculum and exhibits at the Jung Center in Houston. So this is Gems of Wisdom. I'm Teresa Marone, and we have really enjoyed her insights today. My co-host, Lauren Santerre, honey, do you have any final words for our listeners today?
Yeah, well, you know, we just want to say, of course, thank you to Jennifer, and we are so looking forward to creating beautiful experiences with our listeners and with our community, and hope that everyone will join us for all of the wonderful things coming up, the art show reception on July 10th, and of course, all the fun with Kayleen Asbo, July 23rd through the 25th, and hope that you will check us out online at bridgetheplace.org. There's lots of great information about how to be involved, and to remember that, you know, you are an artist. We are all artists inside, and just to go forth and have a beautiful creative week.
Thanks so much, Lauren. I think it's been a great day.
We've
had a good show. Yeah. The Artist Within. I love it. So I bet I'll be seeing you soon, but until then, everyone have a beautiful day and create a gem of the day on your own. Thank you so much.
Thank you.